The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond. Dancing with the Stars on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Muller Corner. Mullerlicious.
It is the song, that is the theme tune that goes round and round in my head and my dreams at the moment. January, screaming out for a bit of glitter ball action. So what better way to start the gloomy new year than hitting the dance floor via a host of sequined celebrities. Yes, Dancing with the Stars, hard to believe, season four kicked off last night on RTE1. Among the familiar faces, a few new ones have beamed out at us. One being professional dancer Laura Nolan, who is paired with Brian Dowling, who joins me now alongside Dancing with the Stars veteran Karen Byrne. Yeah. Do you feel like a veteran?
I don't know what I feel like at this hour of the morning.
How do you feel at this hour of the morning?
I'm still asleep.
You're the pros. So I'm sure you're up at 5 a.m. doing yoga.
Actually, we just are back from a run, aren't we, Laura?
Yeah, we were out having a run in the morning, as you do.
So the fellas took to the floor, as we saw last night. It was obviously a big start for you, a baptism of fire, Laura, would it be fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. It was the show that started all, I suppose, started a long journey. Yeah. And it was really exciting. And I think now looking back on it, I think it just all happened so fast that now I'm looking, I'm like, okay, now it's real. Now I'm in it. I'm
no turning
like,
back.
No turning back.
And how did you find it? I mean, it's fair, to be kind, I'm trying to be kind, but it's a challenge, isn't it? Michael Carruth. Or what was it? Michael Flatfoot, as he's being called.
No, that's me.
Oh, sorry. You were Brian, but you actually had Brian. You had Lizzo and Juice, and that was
I did, yeah, very sassy, and I said to him all along, as long as he brings himself and his personality onto the floor, I'll be happy, and I was so happy with him. I was absolutely delighted, and it just went exactly as I planned.
Julian was particularly happy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he loved it.
I mean, aside from trying to steal the show by dressing like a matador from Star Trek.
Oh, I loved his jacket.
That's
why he stood up.
He was very excited. He got up on his feet and everything. It was amazing. Was Brian okay with some of the comments that Julian made?
I think that, to be honest, I think that he was kind of really expecting...
Lots of top, more bottom. Yeah. Had kind of jaws hitting
you're
the floor.
Yeah, you're really good at it.
Well, he is amazing. He's got a great voice, to be fair.
Oh, yeah, he does. He has a very distinctive voice.
But, Commissioner, now that the men have got underway, is there going to be a rest now for the men, or do they...
Well, like, we don't... Next week now, they don't have to perform a solo dance. It's only a group number that they do. Yeah. But we're going to be in practice, like, even today, tomorrow.
Every day.
Every day. Rehearsing for the week later.
Every day.
Every single day. No days off.
Is Michael... When you are the veteran at this, aren't you? At this stage.
I don't know, am I?
Well, I mean, you've won it. Cahill, which was kind of the one that landed for a lot of us, you know, because as nice as it is to see people dancing perfectly and beautifully as the pros do, and even the really good ones who are getting the high scores, we do love to see the Des Cahills.
Yeah, I just think people warm to somebody that you can relate to as well. Obviously, it's amazing for the show to have great dancers, but it's also good to see somebody on a journey. And basically, like, Michael came in and, God love him, sure, he never danced a step like Des. Yeah. But is embracing it, loving the glitter, and he's getting better.
And he's competitive.
Oh God, he is, yeah.
Is he off the drink or something as well, isn't he?
He actually is, and I was like, would you stop? That's like you're a waffling area. But last night we all went out, yes, and he was on the Diet Coke.
Right.
I'm after changing him.
Oh, I mean, he's looked, in it to win it.
For a boxer, that's the case. He looked a bit frightened, didn't he?
Oh, well, come on, anyone to be frightened. Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? They all wear it, but...
They all wear it. Like, backstage, they look like they're going to get sick. The white faces on them.
What did you say to him afterwards?
I actually was delighted because we had that lift in the beginning and in the dress
which
run and stuff.
Which was very impressive, yeah.
Yeah, like he kept saying, Karen, like the dress is too long. But of course, I don't listen to excuses. I'm like, Michael, listen, move the dress. You just keep going. We'll all be grand. But I was just delighted that it's kind of... As a dancer, you don't know how your partner is going to take to the live show. But that, he got through it and we exactly, both were still standing at the end. So yeah,
he just needs to kick back now and enjoy it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Because he enjoyed it when the minute it was finished, but I just think he was concentrating so much that maybe
I didn't watch it back yet. I'm dying to know, so I don't know.
There's so much expectation and there's so much of a build-up that we have weeks of training for that one moment. So it's almost like they just can't wait to get that one performance out of the way and now they're kind of settling into it and enjoy it a bit more.
And Laura, first time on the show, is it hard with all your dancing accolades? And give us a taste of some of the stuff that you've,
your accolades,
your achievements.
So I'm the finalist of the World Championship, finalist of the International Championship, German Open Championship, winner of the World Open in Copenhagen last year, Irish champion. Yeah.
Got medals galore. So is it hard with all those accolades to have a partner with someone, to partner with someone who's a novice?
No, absolutely not. I think in the field that I've been in, I have taught people from like the start before. So for me, yes, it's in a little different, going down a different road and it's a little bit of a different experience, but it's still teaching someone how to dance at the end of the day. Right. And that's what I have done.
Yeah. And very well.
Thank you very much.
I mean, they were quite hard on Brian, weren't they? Probably because they were expecting
I thought they were like, with the comments, I thought, yes, it's right what they said because that's exactly what I've been working on. Okay. But I did think that they were a little bit harsh. I think they could have been a bit nicer. I think they're on everyone, though.
Yeah,
I think even on, it's week one, so I think we were expecting them to be a little bit low with the scores and a little bit like, we'll start as we mean to go on.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose for me, the Des Cahill of this year maybe is Father Ray. I mean, he looks like he's just having the time of his life.
Oh, Ray. I love that performance. Even the song is like still stuck in my head.
I have to say, and I love the backdrop and everything. It was all clouds, all kind of
smoke and everything. It was great.
Kind of put together nicely for him, wasn't it?
Yes, I think like it's those type of performances that you don't have a huge expectation, but it's very enjoyable to watch.
Yeah.
So for the stuff that we didn't get to see, what's going on? What's going on in the background? Go on.
In the background. I think it's just more so the fellas slagging the girls. I'm actually dying for them to kind of watch them next week.
Yeah.
But we got a taste of what's to come, didn't we? Did you see
how good was Mary?
Can we have a moment? Just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those legs.
Like the body. I'm like, Mary.
This is Mary Kennedy.
Yes.
I mean, she seemed to have retired half an hour ago and now she's back up on primetime television straight away.
Yeah, sure, why not?
That's great. She's also a runner, of course, so she would have a good level of fitness. I remember her talking to Sean O'Rourke a couple of weeks ago that she goes out running pretty much every day. So there, that might be the secret in there.
That is the secret.
Who did you see among the women, seeing them group dancing? Was it California girls they were dancing?
California girls.
Who do you think are the ones to watch there?
For me, I love Lottie. Mm. I think like...
Yeah. Absolutely, Lottie's great.
Amazing.
Yeah, she's really good.
She's really into it.
She's so much rhythm.
Sinead as well.
Sinead is great.
Yeah, I really like Sinead.
Do you know what? I was looking at all the girls. I'm like, they're all really good. Like, who's actually going to win this year?
Yoanda looks particularly good, I thought.
Oh, Yoanda is. Yeah, she's really. Yeah,
Grainne
really
and Glenn also. I really enjoyed them all.
Yeah, we're just saying them all. All right, we're not giving you anything here.
Because they don't have any experience, any background of dance. And I just thought for people who have never danced before to go out and put off a performance like that is amazing.
Is the reason you said Mary at the start? Oh, that's because you think that maybe you need to be kind to her. Oh, I see your tricks.
Oh no!
I wonder.
Stop that.
So on the so you are going to. It's going to be every day.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember talking to Deirdre O'Kane about it and she said that she only realised when she got into it. And she isn't it 2 seasons ago she was there?
Yes. Yep.
I think she finished second in the end and she didn't realise how much it took out of her life that would have to be every single day. And she felt sorry for some of the other celebs who didn't realise or didn't actually give it the commitment and then showed up
on Sunday
it's about, and felt it.
Exactly, it's about commitment. But I don't actually know any celebrity that has taken part in the show since it has started and didn't enjoy it. I mean, like, it's one of those things that most people say, oh, why do you know someone I don't?
I know you're being nice.
It is an experience
that, like, they do train a lot, but it's very enjoyable. And I think up to
But it's not compulsory, so it is up to them to put the commitment in,
absolutely, yes.
Well, Michael knows it's compulsory.
I think anyone who's heard you, Karen, knows it's compulsory.
Come here, I don't know what people think about me. Do you know that?
Fearsome, A-type personality. Should I go on? They're all good things. But look, it is the feel-good show of the season.
Absolutely, yes.
You know what you're doing. You've won it before. So, you know, don't be greedy. Give everyone else a chance.
Ah, come on. I want to win
Laura,
it twice.
Could be your one. And as you say, there's huge room for improvement, as they said. And they were probably hard on him because they saw that Brian could be really good. And his husband is a choreographer. I mean, there's a lot going on there.
Well, I don't think, like, you know, he has a leg up when it comes to him, his husband being a choreographer. I don't think that's going to help him at all.
Easy
to be
now
honest.
On, the, on the legs, you know. Julian already put his foot in it.
Yeah. But no, listen. But I think he's definitely on a journey, and I hope that the story continues for a good time.
Very good. Well, enjoy it. Have fun. Dance yourselves away
Thank
into the
you.
New year. And it's only 12 weeks. 12 weeks of non-stop dancing.
Yay!
So maybe you're hoping to be knocked out pretty quickly.
Oh, no.
Back after these.